Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great adventure of the Making Aid Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and we are live tonight talking some rodeo with you. We're here to take your call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and answer your rodeo questions or take your comments. We're going to talk a little bit about where we were this weekend. Had an opportunity, a really special opportunity, to get down and talk with Lyle Sankey and participate in one of his Sankey Rodeo schools. They were down here in Zophel Springs this weekend. We're also going to talk about the PBR. Now, they've got three rounds under the books, and let me tell you, this matchup is heating up. These guys are getting it on. And, you know, that first, second, and third place couldn't be any tighter right now. What a, you know, great matchup. It's great for rodeo fans to sit back and watch this kind of competition going on in the sport of rodeo. But, you know, I got to tell you, we're really impressed with how those guys are turning out. And the matchups with the Bulls, had an opportunity to watch all three rounds and just really exciting. But we definitely want to take your call, 646-915-9940. Like I said, we want to hear from you. So this show is yours for the next 2 hours. We want to sit back and let's get down to some rodeo action. We are live on Facebook as well, if you want to stop over and say hey to us there. And we're also on Yahoo Messenger under Making Eight Radio. So feel free to add us over there. Stop in, pop in, say hey to us. You know, we're not just there during the shows, but we're also live during the week if you want to stop over and say hey to us. If you've got questions or comments about rodeo, we'll be happy to answer them for you. If we can't answer them for you, we'll find out the answer for you and get back to you. So anyways, we're going to slide down, take a short break, rodeo fans. We've got a lot in store here for the next hour or so. So y'all stay tuned, get a grip. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
At a time, I try to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hides. No room for fear, if you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up chaff, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, tie my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the whistles, so the crowds roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup tab, first strapped to my boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks. I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, startup tab. My boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Nate Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Talking some rodeo with you tonight. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Feel free to give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo with you tonight. We're going to start things off and just talk a little bit about what Making Nate was doing this weekend. You know, we had an opportunity to get on down to Zophel Springs to Reality Ranch. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, to start things off, this was one of the best weekends that we've had in rodeo. You know, Lyle Sankey has put the Sankey Rodeo Schools together. He's been doing them for quite some time now. I believe around close to 25, 30 years now he's been doing these Sankey Rodeo Schools. Travels all over the United States putting on these events and really bringing out, you know, there's so many of his students that have come in that you're going to see on, you know, the Wrangler National Finals this year and the PBR Finals. And, you know, their instructors have produced some of the greatest athletes in rodeo out there as far as rough stock goes. You know, these guys have such a great deal going on there. I myself, when I first started riding bulls, started off going to the Lyle Sankey Rodeo School in Homestead, Florida. This was actually my first time actually meeting him. Usually Homestead is run by C.J. Brown, one of his instructors down here in Florida. And let me tell you, we just had one great time. You know, the bulls down there came out and were really good. You know, it gave the students down there the opportunity to really get their hands full of some great rodeo action. I mean, they really found out what rodeoing is all about. Some of them realized that it just wasn't for them. Really made the best of the whole weekend, though. And then others, you know, really look to progress and make a career out of this, you know, really get into the rodeo industry and the sport itself. So, you know, I really have to tip my hat to Lyle Sankey. But, you know, I got to tell you, just this facility alone in Zophel Springs, what a great time we had down there at Reality Ranch. Now, this is a really special place. You know, they offer so much to the community. They have a church service that they offer on Sundays. They have so many different programs that they do for the kids there in that area. They put on youth rodeos. They open up their doors on Sundays and you know, just, you know, they have a fun day during the week where you know, parents can bring their kids out there and they can get the experience of riding horses and things like that. It was just a really great opportunity. They have a bunkhouse there where a lot of the students actually stayed. We stayed down there one night and had a great time. Let me tell you, the students down there had so much fun, and we really enjoyed ourselves. Had a great time. Hopefully we'll get a few of these guys on the line with us, and they can talk to us about their experience at the Lyle Sankey Rodeo School there at Reality Ranch in Zophel Springs. But, you know, until then, we're just going to keep rolling along here. We had just a great hospitality. You know, they started things off on Friday, and, you know, Lyle and his instructors, both Chaz Fish and, you know, C.J. Brown, were the instructors down there for the school. And Chaz Fish had two bullfighting students down there. One of them was actually from Canada. And let me tell you, this guy really came out, did not speak a whole lot of English, you know, was really hard to understand. Friday was a rough day for, I think, both instructors. The students were really, you know, so overwhelmed with the knowledge that they were given. You know, it was very difficult for them to sink, you know, have everything sink in all at once. A lot of them, you know, you weren't real sure what they were going to do throughout the rest of the weekend, you know, a lot, you know, they came out of the buck and shoots and hit the ground pretty hard and kind of got a taste of what rodeo is really about, you know, what bull riding is really about. But, you know, it turned out they came back Saturday and these guys were lit up and they were ready to go. I mean, they were on fire and got their stuff together and were ready to buck bulls. But, you know, they spent the first part of Friday morning getting on the El Toro and practicing, you know, some of their procedures that they have as far as their home base positions and really working on what they need to do while they're on the bull, getting out there and actually getting involved with the, you know, getting off and how to get off the bull after your 8 seconds, you know, when that whistle blows, how to look arch and follow through. And, you know, these guys had such a great experience with that alone. And then, you know, they kind of broke for lunch and came back and, I'll tell you what, it was all about getting on bulls after that. I mean, the rest of the weekend was nothing but just flat-out bucking bulls and reviewing their videos, seeing what they could do to correct themselves and make their next ride better. So really a good opportunity. We flat-out had so much fun. Want to thank Lyle Sankey again for the opportunity to have us down there. We did do a broadcast on I believe it was Saturday afternoon. Didn't turn out all that great, so we went ahead and canceled that show off of the website there, but you know, and we apologize to the fans as well as Lyle Sankey and whatnot. But we did have some students on with us, had an opportunity to talk with them a little bit. Just really didn't come out. It was just some technical issues I guess we had with our service and everything. It was really broken, and we had a lot of feedback on that, and it really did not come out very well. So anyhow, we're going to slide on down. You know, we went out Saturday night and had the opportunity to sit down with some of these guys, some of the students that were there. And let me tell you, we had a great time. We were all really interested in getting out and watching the, you know, the PBR finals. Of course, you know, the PBR started off Friday night with round one. We actually got back home Friday night and had the opportunity to watch that round one. And, you know, let me tell you, that was a good little deal. You know, Cody or Josh Cashel was sitting in first place when we got a chance to tune in, and JB came in there and scored an 89 3/4 on a bull they call Chester. That was a lot of it was a really good ride. My thing is, I wasn't sure, you know, they had talked about it a little bit. I think you saw JW Hart or heard him. Not real sure if that was a ride that would be Josh Cashel's ride, but the judges thought so. It was definitely enough. 89 3/4 he scored. So, you know, that was really interesting to see there. But, you know, then we had, I believe, Joe finished 17th in round one. He scored an 84 on Red Cat. So that put him in 17th place, closing out round one. But let me tell you, JB scored some points there. After round one, was only a half a point away from Guilherme Marchi in second place. And we'll talk about the rest of it here momentarily. But, rodeo fans, I believe we're going to slide on down, take one more short break. You know, y'all stay tuned, get a grip, and we're going to be right back.
miles and it's just Saturday. With the bull moon, I'll take the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mossy old boy used everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Nate Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We are live this Monday night here talking rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. We got some callers on the line right now. We're going to slide down, see if we can't take some calls and talk some rodeo. Making Nate, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott, it's Ricky Black from Sankey Rodeo School.
Hey, Ricky, how are you doing today?
Hanging in there, man. Figured I'd call in and give it a chat.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, listen, for the rodeo fans that don't know, we actually had Ricky on the show with us Saturday night. Had a little bit of some technical difficulties there. Show did not come out the way we wanted to. But we were really happy that we had a chance to sit down and talk with Ricky, and we're going to kind of review that a little bit. So, you know, Ricky, we know that you're down there in Naples, Florida, and that you were riding for 6 years before you came to the school. Tell us a little bit about your experience, you know, coming into the event, you know, how you kind of felt about what you knew about bull riding and then what you were able to learn there.
I tell you, Scott, you learned a lot and everything. I mean, like I went in there, you know, I mostly taught myself when I was riding and just didn't have the money to go to a school. And, you know, after going to Sankey, I wish I probably would have went in there a little earlier and whatnot. And, you know, that's the only trouble with me is, like, you know, it was good going in there with some experience, but I think going in there with a little bit too much experience and got some bad habits to break and some new habits to learn and whatnot. So, I mean, I came out of there riding not covering as much as I used to, but, I mean, it's because, you know, I'm trying to ride with a whole different riding style now. And but the riding style that, you know, CJ and Lyle taught me is a lot better than what, you know, I was riding with. I think I can get a lot more bulls covered, bigger scores from those judges and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we were really impressed to watch you out there and just your willingness to learn, you know, from these guys. I mean, you were like a sponge, and there were a lot of you there after school that were like that, man. I was really impressed myself to see how you came around and kind of turned things over, you know, and were getting so aggressive on making sure that you were doing things right on the back of these bulls, man. Looked like you had yourself a good time. I mean, it really did. That's what the school is mostly about, is just having fun, because I mean, that's what bull riding is, man. It's just a lot of fun for anybody who's into the sport.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, you just got to sit there and have the fun on the back of these bulls and just, you know, try to keep your head clear as you can. Just let your body do most of the work, and that's one thing that I got to get used to with all these new techniques that CJ and Lala taught me. I just got to get my body to get used to actually doing it. The only trouble I was having was I was thinking so much on these bulls, all these new techniques I gotta do, you know. But I know I'm pretty sure and definitely confident I'll get my body used to it, and I'll be covering and spurring some bulls early, and definitely probably get on some circuits around here and making some money.
That's really great, Ricky, and we can't wait to see you out there, man. Before you went to the Lyle Thank You Rodeo School, you were just really mostly riding in these open shows and that type of thing, correct?
Yep, that's right. And really didn't feel too confident on going into the circuit and able to get big enough scores to bring home those paychecks. Because I mean, it's hard to run those circuits that you ain't bring home a paycheck, you know, from these rodeos.
Well, that's for sure. You know, but the biggest thing is really, you know, I mean, after attending this school, now do you feel like, I mean, obviously you're going to have to continue to keep practicing, and I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how far up you go, you're still going to need to practice, you know, but do you feel like you're confident enough and that you have enough of the skills to get out there and start competing now on these circuits?
Yeah, I definitely feel confident enough now, and especially how much CJ and Lyle, you know, believe in me. I mean, that from that coming from them and how much they believe in, you know, see that champ in me, and they wanted to come out, and they know it's there. That, you know, that was a lot for them to say, and it felt good, you know, them saying that shot my confidence right up, and feeling comfortable and know that their techniques work and everything. And I mean, I was watching the PBR finals, you know, the other night, and watching some of these boys, how they're riding, and you know, these best guys are riding exactly how they're saying, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, this is how the champs ride. And definitely I had the confidence just went straight up, and I knew that I had some of the best trainers, and they believed in me, and I was going to get out there and, you know, do it for me and also for them.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was really kind of a blessing, I guess you could say, that you know, during the time that this school was going on, that they were also having, you know, they started off the PBR finals, so we had an opportunity to slide down like Friday and Saturday night. I'm not sure if you were able to watch the round one on Friday night, but I know we all got together Saturday night to watch it. And you're able to kind of break things down and really watch how these guys, you know, a lot of these guys have been through the Lyle Thank You Rodeo School. And you could see the ones that got bucked off and some of their techniques that they were doing, you know, we can all kind of follow suit with that. Well, those are mistakes that we make out there. But you see the ones that really make these successful rides and go, you know, I mean, you know, their free arms are in the right positions, and their legs are in the right position, and they're doing the right things on these bulls when they come out. You know, they're reaching over the front end of them and driving to the front end. You know, that it's really impressive to watch. Am I right?
Oh, definitely everything. I mean, just to know what's more going on, everything. You know, I'd sit there and watch, you know, PBRs, and when we're about to go into the finals, you know, 2 weeks, their last event, and I was watching it, you know, I thought I knew mostly what they were doing, but, you know, I went into that school, and I just felt like, you know, I just didn't know nothing, and I was learning all new things, and I was sitting there next to Chaz, you know, and everything, and y'all watching, and, you know, Chaz looking over at me, and says, you know, what did he do wrong, or what did he do right, and, you know, I just sit here and tell him, Chaz, and all these things that you know, you definitely know exactly when the rider's probably going to be bucked off, or what he's about to do, and it really feels good to know a lot more about the sport and a lot more things I didn't know about after I went in there and everything.
That's right, man. Well, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, we've got a few more callers jumping on the line. I know you're kind of out there on the road and you're not able to tune in on makingeight.com, but if you want, what we can do is I can keep you on hold and you can kind of listen in the background. We'll see if we can't get a few more of the students to call in and see if we can't, you know, let y'all have a nice little conversation. So, Ricky, if you don't mind, I'm just going to put you on hold for a few minutes, let you sit back and listen to the show, okay?
No problem, Scott.
All right, Ricky. We'll be back with you here momentarily, man. Just hang tight.
All right.
All right, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take a few more calls for them before we take our next break here. So, Making A Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Robert from Sankey Rodeo School as well.
Well, howdy, Robert. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Gotta tell you, you were one of the impressive guys, the most impressive guys that it came out. You know, when we started things off on Friday and had an opportunity to watch all of you students out there, you guys really looked like a bunch of lost souls out there, man. But you know, you really stepped up to the plate. I guess it was really Saturday after lunch, man. I was talking with Chaz and I was talking with CJ Brown, and I asked him. I said, you know, what did they feed you guys for lunch? Because when you guys came back out, man, that aggression, you know, and that willingness to learn, you guys really put things together. And you in particular, man, you came a long way throughout the whole school. But I got to talk to you. After a Monday, you know, after being out of and being off the rules for about 24 hours, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great besides my wrist. It's about twice the size that it should be. I'm just a little sore, but better than I expected to fare.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, what was your experience there at Sankey Rodeo School, man? Looking back on it now that you've gotten home and you kind of got settled in, what do you think was one of the best things that you've really learned down there?
The best thing was just to try hard. If you give it all your grit you're going to have, then, you'll get somewhere. And if you're open to learning, then keep your head open and really listen to what the great coaches we had, like Lyle and CJ and yourself, helped me out quite a bit. And Chad also had a few things to say. If you soak all that in and really, really put it into your technique, then you're really going to get somewhere in bull riding.
That's really good, man. What are your plans now that you've left Lyle Sankey Rodeo School? I mean, is this something that you're really looking to get further in? I know you're in school and all, and that's going to kind of limit some of your time, but you still have plans on maybe trying to get out there and do some rodeoing?
Yes, sir, for sure. As soon as this school thing gets out of the way, I'm going to try to get up to Mr. CJ's over Christmas break and ride as much as I can on every Tuesday night and practice up. My buddy and I are going to go get the stability ball there and work on it, like you said, set it up on the milk crate and work on our home base position. And I'm going to try as much. We got that little rodeo down here in Davie. Mr. Weekly, I believe, is going to be bucking some steers every Wednesday night. So as much time as we have, I really want to, I believe I can keep on this, and I really want to start rodeoing as much as I can.
Good deal, man. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the rodeos are out there, and you know, there's a lot of little jackpot rodeos and that type of thing. And we'll certainly help you out any way you can. I know you can call Mr. Brown up, or you can call Chaz, or even myself, you know, and we'll try to get you out there to these practice pens and work with you. You know, the rodeo's like one big family, man, and it doesn't ever go away. You know, just because you met us all at the school, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to carry on and do our own things. Our door is always open to anybody that's willing to learn. And that's just how the rodeo world works, and we're willing to help out in any way we can. I want to see you guys be the best cowboys that you can be as far as, you know, successful bull riders. And not just successful in your bull riding career, but successful in life, you know, and be you know, be an aggressive person in whatever you do, man. You know, I know we had a chance to talk, and I know that Lyle Sankey really teaches that there's so much that you can do just from learning from his school that you can apply to everyday life, you know. I know it was a really great experience for you guys, and you were one of the guys that we actually had an opportunity to hang out with there at the bunkhouse there on Saturday night, man. Had a really great time with you and really enjoyed that. We had some fun down there, did we not?
Yes, sir. From trying to learn how to play kick the stick and watching everybody kick their leg out from under them and fall face first in the dirt, that was pretty funny. And then playing Root the Peg and watching Mr. Chaz there dig his face into some dirt, that was very entertaining.
Yeah, we really did, man. That was really a good time. And even got to slide down and watch some of the PBR finals, man. I mean, it's just all about having a good time and you know, that's one of the things that I enjoyed about rodeos, and I certainly miss it now, you know, but, you know, just being back with you guys, we really did have a good time. And Robert, like I said, I want to wish you the best of luck, man. I really think you have a lot of potential to be a successful bull rider, you know, and getting out to these practice pens and redeveloping, you know, keep going over your skills that you learned at the school, you know, learning, you know, like you said, setting up that workout ball there on that crate and just practicing your home base position or sitting on the edge of your bed and doing that, you know, going through your motions. That's the best advice I can give you. You know, even when you're just sitting on your bed, practice your tying in your shoot procedures, you know, and then what you're going to do when that bull cuts back and turns back either direction and how you're going to adjust your body. And then, you know, working with your get off, I think it'll pay off for you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate it. The whole Sankey experience was great. I didn't really know what to expect, you know, coming up there. We left here about 3:30 in the morning on Friday, and my buddy Wes and I, we had no clue what we were in for. I had gotten on about 4 bulls previously at Mr. CJ's house, but honestly, I didn't really know a lick of anything before I came in, and the whole experience was great, and I can't wait to continue my rodeoing and learning how to bull ride.
That's good, man. Well, hey, have you had a chance to talk with Weston today?
Yes, sir, I have. He, I believe he got stepped on his foot his second ride Saturday, and he broke his foot. He broke 2 bones down the middle of his foot.
Did he really?
Yes, sir. But he's doing well. I tried to text him so he can call in as well.
Okay, well, hey, you know what? We actually have Ricky on the other line, man. You want to say hey to him?
Oh, sure.
All right, let's see if we can switch over and get Ricky on the line there. Ricky, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. How you doing there?
I'm good, man. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. I mean, it's some soreness and some stiffness, but I tell you, it feels pretty good because, you know, it's rodeo, and that's the feeling you have. And actually, even though you're sore, it feels great. It actually, you know, it's a loving feeling that you get.
Oh, yeah, man, I hear you. All the sore I feel makes me just want to get on more. And I was looking through all the pictures that they were posted online through that website, and seeing my mistakes just makes me want to get on some more there.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at that today and whatnot, and we're actually riding up in Crosstown, Tampa this Friday, and Chaz is going to be there fighting for us, and I was looking over mistakes and whatnot, and definitely going to jump on some barrels here at the house and practice and go up there and try to fix some things, maybe win a rodeo.
Sounds good, man. You did real well this weekend, and you know, you learned a lot, even though coming in with experience. It was great to see you. You know, you did a lot better on Sunday than came in on Friday.
Yeah, man. I tell you, that one ride you made, and that bull came out, made 2 jumps, and right into your hand there. I think it was away from your hand now I think of it. And that was a really impressive ride, especially a boy that didn't have too much experience coming in. You were perfect and everything. And even your dismount, when you got down in that well, you dismounted great and get out of the situation. And I tell you, I just had a big old grin on my face and everything, and that actually motivated me to do good because I see, you know, someone like yourself coming in there and having all that heart, and I'm just like, you know, that's a bull rider waiting to happen and whatnot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and that ride really pushed me. You know, I felt how that was. That made me want to just try so much harder, and watching y'all try as hard as you do just pushes, you know, we all push each other. So good luck on Friday night, though, at that Crosstown Arena.
Yeah, definitely, man, and everything. And if you can, you make out those rodeos, and I'll end up seeing you and everything, and get to compete against you. That'd be pretty interesting and everything.
Yeah, man, for sure. Actually, I live about 20 minutes from that rodeo, so as soon as I can sneak home, I'll be there for sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. Sounds good to me.
Well, hey guys, I got to tell you, and Robert, I just heard you say that you only live about 20 minutes from that arena. Well, you're right up here in our neck of the woods too, man. So when you get up this way, make sure you give us a call. If nothing else, man, we'll get together and have some lunch sometime or have some dinner. You know, we'll sit around kind of like we did Saturday night watching the finals, man. I know both of y'all were there for that. And, man, we had one heck of a good time down there at Beef O'Brady's, didn't we?
Yes, sir. That was great. It was just we first walked in, we got our own private room, and then with that projector screen, we were all excited for that. And then we lined up them tables and turned down the lights and had Chaz show us what everyone's mistakes were.
Yeah, really. Well, I got to tell you, I think the only reason why they stuck us back there is because we all came in out of that rodeo arena, man. I don't think we were smelling the greatest, man. We were all sweaty and hot out there in that hot sun all day. Maybe that's why they stuck us back there in that back room.
Yes, sir, that could be. I don't think it could have been any hotter than it was this weekend. Standing out there, for sure, I remember Friday afternoon, we were waiting to get on our first bulls. It was, we were just dying out there. We couldn't have been wetter if we'd have jumped in a swimming pool.
Oh, that's for sure. But you know what? I got to tell you, man, it was still a lot of fun, you know, and even though they stuck us in that back, you know, that back room all by ourselves, we had a huge TV, surround sound, and we got really good service down there. So we got to tip our hats to Beef O'Brady's for definitely giving us that opportunity to have that place to be able to watch the second round of the PBR finals.
Yes, sir, that was great. And, you know, thank you to Beef O'Brady's for letting us have that room, and that lady giving us, even though she said we weren't going to have great service, she sure took care of us and kept our sweet teas full.
Yes, she did. Well, hey, listen, Robert, man, I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get back to your studying and all, but we certainly appreciate you calling into the show, man. And if you talk with Wes, you know, tell him that we're thinking about him and that we wish him well, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Ricky, say bye to Robert there.
I'll see you later, man. Hopefully see you out there at those rodeos.
Yeah, bud, for sure. Good luck Friday night.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Later.
All right, Ricky. Well, I kind of thought that was him on the other line there, man, and I appreciate you hanging with us so we could talk with him a little bit. You know, really, I mean, you guys have developed that family yourselves, being able to, you know, being able to talk with each other and encourage each other. You kind of developed that family right there at the school, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. Matter of fact, you know, I met one of the old riders that I first saw him ride in LaBelle and everything, and then he kind of disappeared, and he got a lot better and whatnot from what I understand. And we're actually partnering up and going down to Tampa with me and my Naples partner here. We're all heading out, and then I called Alan from school too. He said he wanted to start getting on more bulls, and just the connections, and like you said, it just like became one family and everything, and it was really cool to meet everybody. I haven't put so many new numbers in my phone in a long time.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. Well, you know, and you're going to keep doing that as your rodeo career goes on, you know. It's just one of those things, man. Like I said, we all are part of a big family, and we always take care of each other, and, you know, I noticed that you said, you know, you the way you were talking to Robert out there, that you couldn't wait to get out there to some of these rodeos and compete against him. But really, you know, you are competing against him, but it's the judges that determine that score. You're not actually, you know, you're just going to go out there and ride your bull. And that's who you're really competing against, is that bull. You ride for 8 seconds, it's up to the judges to give you that score, you know, but you got to make that 8 seconds on that bull. Everything else will take care of itself. There's just like you heard CJ and Lyle tell you, you know, if you just focus on that bull riding, man, it's not a matter of competition with the other guys. But I'll tell you what, man, it's so much fun to get out there at these rodeos and sit back there behind those bucking chutes and just, you know, you talk a little trash and talk about the bull you have or talk about how things have been going that week, you know. And then you really carry on because you guys separate after the rodeo that night, and then you meet up the next weekend at the next rodeo, you know. It's a good deal, man. I can't wait for you guys to be able to experience it as well as be able to run into you guys out there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like you said, competing against the bull and everything, and I try to explain that to some people that, you know, yeah, you're kind of going up against the other riders for the score and whatnot, But, you know, it's not really a team event, but I try to make it a team event, you know. I try to get everyone to root everybody on, you know, help the rider out, another rider out as best as you can and whatnot, because, you know, if you can't help them out and you ain't get a sportsmanship like that, you know, you don't need to be out there and whatnot, you know. It's all, like you said, all a family event, all just giving your hardest and rooting everybody on. I mean, part of re-ride, you know, if we both cover and he wins the belt buckle, I'm just as happy and everything if I would win it, you know, whatnot.
Yep, and you're going to see that wherever you go, man. They're always the same way. You know, I can't remember which one it was there, but I believe it was Pete Farley's ride on Bones on Saturday night for the second round of the PBR. But Caleb Sanderson, you know, has been hooked up and traveled with him, you know, and when he was out there, you know, you could see Caleb Sanderson just rooting this guy on like there was no tomorrow, you know. And I mean, really, that's what it's about, man. You know, I mean, you got to support each other. And, you know, because you guys are going to travel week in and week out. You're going to see them. And really, there's, you know, I mean, you're a band of brothers out there, man. And like I said, I just love it, man. I love the rodeo world. The community that's there within the rodeos, and I can't wait to see some of you younger guys step up and be involved with us, man, because I know I developed some pretty good friendships with you guys, and I look forward to continuing carrying that on.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was so exciting, you know, when I came back to town, and I called a partner up right when I left Zoffo, and I said, man, you can get your stuff, get over to the house with those barrels, I got a lot of new things to teach you, and it was quite fun to get over there and, you know, start a few things. He's planning on to go to Sankey School in Homestead coming March, and I was trying to teach him as much as I, you know, can, you know, the whole lift and pump, you know, look and all the dismount and look, arch and follow through, and, you know, just try to give him some tips for, you know, to, you know, maybe a head start, whatnot, and it was definitely fun to, you know, show him some new things and whatnot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man, it is. It certainly is a lot of fun. But, hey, Ricky, I definitely appreciate you calling into our show, man. Make sure you stay in touch with us and let us know how things are going with you. Unfortunately, I'm definitely not going to be able to make it out to Crosstown Arena this Friday. I'm going to have to work myself. But, you know, give us a call. Let us know how things go, man. I'm definitely thinking about you Friday night and want to find out how you're doing, okay?
Definitely, man. Maybe me and Chaz will give you a holler and tell you everything.
All right, man, definitely. All right, Ricky, well, hey, good luck to you this weekend, and we'll definitely see you down the road at these rodeos.
All right, appreciate it, Scott.
All right, buddy, take care. All right, guys, there you have it, man. You know, Ricky and Robert, both guys from All Sankey's Rodeo School, you know, this is the first time these guys had an opportunity to meet each other, and you see the support that they had for each other is just a great opportunity. But we're going to open up some phone lines. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about the PBR finals. 646-915-9940. Y'all jump on the horn. Get ready to give us a call. Get a grit with Making Eight. We'll be right back.
Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. step off and pick up your chain. Yeah. Know it's been a long hard road. You're fighting your head because you're going on broke. With your head held way down low, hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock the hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah.
Get a grip with MakingEight.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making Eight Outreach Ministries.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is youth and your try. And a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the boyhood dreams to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Megan 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We are live. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Let's talk some rodeo with you if you got questions or comments. Want to find out about the Lyle Sankey Rodeo Schools, what's been going on with that. You know where they're going to be going next. Give us a call. We'll be happy to send you in the right direction there. You know, but we're going to slide back down and start talking about the PBR finals. Got to tell you, man, I've really been excited. You know, we got to hit the Lyle Sankey Rodeo School talking with some students, and then we went back down in the evenings and got to watch some great PBR action. You know, a lot of those guys that have been to the Sankey School, you know, are actually up there at the finals. So really impressive to watch these guys and see where they're coming around. We talked a little bit about round one and J.B. Mooney, you know, gaining some ground there on Cody Lostro. Now, for the rodeo fans out there, you know, we've got, you know, ourselves here at Making Eight. You know, we actually kind of had Rob Smets on last week, and he put his money on Guilherme Marchi. Now, Marchi did not ride any of his three bulls in the first three rounds, but I'm not counting that guy out yet. I'm still not so sure that he's not going to come back. And I think once he makes that first ride, you know, he's gonna carry that momentum over from day to day. And, you know, the good thing is they've got a nice little break here between Monday and Thursday. They're going to be back at it Thursday night and ready to get it on in round four. So, you know, I'm still not counting Marchi out yet, but my pick is still JB. I really think that he can get aggressive enough, but you know, the thing of it is, he's only about 400 points behind Cody Lostro right now. He's sitting in second place, but is that going to be enough for him? You know, can JB overcome that deal? Now, I can tell you that I think that if Cody Lostro slips at all, that JB is going to take advantage of it and ride his guts out and you know, keep rolling. But you know, that competition is really heated up. I mean, Cody Lostro is still holding on to that first place spot, and he's still riding. I mean, he's covered all three bulls there. It may come down to the final day, the final rides. You know, who knows? But this is one of the best years for this matchup. But if y'all have questions or comments, you want to talk about it, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk it with you. Round two was another great one. And let me tell you, this is how it all played out, guys. We were down there at the Sankey Rodeo School, and they don't have cable down there at Reality Ranch. So we said, you know, we've got to find a place that has the finals. We wanted to go down and support Caleb Sanderson, who unfortunately did not make any qualified rides in the first three rounds. But I'm not going to count him out either. I really think that he's got a shot. You know, Cody Nance, who's I believe is in first place for Rookie of the Year standings, you know, he did make a ride on Sunday, which is really good, so congratulations to him. Another SSBR champion won the finals down there last year, or the year before maybe it was. But, you know, Cody Nance, another top guy, came out of, you know, the circus from the SSBR. And, you know, now we're seeing him up there in the PBR championship. But, yeah, that competition's really heated up. But, you know, we all went out. We called up Beef O'Brady's down there in Sebring. And, you know, they said, well, you know, the college games are on, but we could get you a small TV or something. Well, when we got down there, there was about 10 of us there. And, you know, they said the manager that we actually spoke with down there, she said, you know what? She said, let me get y'all, you know, a better area than this. So she set us back in their back closed party area, put us in there with a huge TV, surround sound. I mean, we got to set the tables up right there. We were the only ones back there just to sit back and watch the finals. We were hooting and hollering. We had ourselves a great time, and we want to thank Beefo Brady's for allowing us the opportunity to do that. Man, what a great way to watch that to watch that champion or that second round there. But you know, one of the best rides I saw was Pete Farley. Let me tell you, this was definitely the talk. And you know, I'm going to tell you what my opinion is on this deal here momentarily. But this guy scores a 93 and a quarter on Bones. Now, Bones, I believe, was only covered once this year, and that was by J.B. Mooney. Now, here's my take on that whole thing. J.B. Mooney scores, you know, a big score on Bones earlier in the season. It was a big gamble between Tom Teague and the whole competition level between, you know, Bones and Big Tex. You know, PBR really did a lot to promote it. J.B. comes out, tops Bones. What a great event it was earlier this year. But Pete Farley has one up on JB. And this is my thing, that no matter what, when they're always talking to JB about this deal, Pete Farley can walk past him and always say, but did you spur him? Because let me tell you, Pete Farley laid some spur in the Bones, and I mean, he was just getting it. You know, for him to turn around and put that much into it, I'll tell you what a great ride that was. My mouth about hit the floor when I saw that guy. Just really getting it on. So congratulations to Pete for making such a great ride there in round two. But JB ended up finishing tied for second place there with a 91 and a quarter on Troubadour. Now, they started the draft in round two, and he picked him right off the bat. He wanted Troubadour and scored a 91 and a quarter on him. And let me tell you, that was a really good ride. But then, see, there you go. You got Cody Lostro tied for seventh place. He scored 88 and a quarter on Lone Star. So that competition there, I mean, Cody Lostro was not going to fall off of it. JB makes a qualified ride. Cody comes back, makes another qualified ride. So that was round two. You know, and then following up with round three, Robinson Palmero won the event with a 92 and a quarter on Black Pearl. What a great ride that was, too. Really impressive to watch. But then Cody Lostro finishes second with a 91 on Cop Out. And then J.B. Mooney finishes off in eighth place with an 88 on Black Smoke. So, you know, I mean, just that competition there. These guys are competing against each other, but they still have to make those rides on those bulls. I mean, that's first and foremost. That's their competition right there, these bulls. And, you know, they with the draft series, they kind of have an opportunity to pick what is going to fit them the best if they place high enough in there, you know. I mean, even if you make a score, you got to score high enough to put yourself up there where you're going to have the best choice to have the most picks to pick the bull that's right for you. But if you guys have questions or comments about it, want to talk about the draft maybe, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're talking PBR with you. We're going to slide down, take another break, rodeo fans. Phone lines are open. Make sure you give us a call. Y'all get a grip. We'll be right back.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo. While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right. But I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fog and right out of his skin, he's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a show and the buzzards, the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip for the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer and Moby and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, but he come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them bramers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sword putting it back to the old flying U.
It's a hot, dusty Albuquerque Saturday night. I'm Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com and our Back on the Ranch radio show. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We're here to talk some rodeo with you. We're going to break things out here shortly if we don't get those callers. So we definitely want to hear from you. We're talking the PBR finals, talking Lyle Sankey's rodeo school and our experience this weekend. But if you've got rodeo events going on in your area, you want to talk about them, give us a shout. You know, we also have the SSBR. Now, we didn't talk much about them. We were hoping to have a show scheduled this weekend. Didn't work out for us. But listen, guys, we've got a lot of SSBR action coming your way. You know, we actually had one of the stock contractors that were there at Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School and Junior Lanier. Want to thank him for bringing down such great stock down there this weekend. But we know that he was over in Fellsmere Saturday night. Have not gotten the results back from Fellsmere. But if you go to SSBRnow.com and follow along with them, they'll tell you about some of the things that have happened. Now, they've got a great picture of Buckshot Morrison, who's one of the SSBR riders down there. I believe he's sitting in third place for the 2009 finals. You know, was out there actually fighting bulls for that weekend. And, you know, it looks like he had did a really good job down there. Like I said, look to catch up with them later on this week. So make sure that you follow along, SSBRnow.com. And if you want to find out about the results or any of the action going on with the PBR, you can certainly check out PBRnow.com. But, hey, guys, we're going to break things out here shortly, 646-915-9940. We're going to go back to play a couple more songs for you. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Get a grip with MakingAid.com. We'll be right back.
Haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you do-si-do'd across the floor. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. And she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. A country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. Then she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Now hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any extension ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any extension ride.
it's in the ditch. Wish I was the son of someone rich. I throw $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison brown in the blazing sun. Hand me a ride, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hand me a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? There's a buzzard circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? Blonde in a Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Megan 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show, 646-915-9940. We're here to take your calls and talk some rodeo with you. Not having much luck right now, so we're going to break things out of here, I believe, rodeo fans. We got a long day ahead of us tomorrow, but want to thank y'all for tuning in to Making8.com. Hopefully y'all be back with us. We're going to have another show later on this week. We'll talk with the SSBR. We also want to cover the PBR Finals, Round 4, coming up Thursday night. Going to be another wild one. Watch those matchups. And let me tell you, I have not seen what the draft is going to be like for Round 4 yet, or what the bulls are going to be like in it, but it ought to be really exciting, rodeo fans. Can't wait to see what's going on. Y'all stay tuned. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. That's our call-in line. Number never changes, so when we're live on the air, y'all can always call in. You know, we'll be happy to answer your questions, take your comments about rodeo, find out about what's going on in your neck of the woods. Want to remind everybody the SSBR is going to be live at Fort Myers. It's going to be a really big show. Rob Smets is going to be down here in sunny Florida. Let me tell you, I'm not sure if he's going to be too happy to meet up with me just yet. It's a little early, and I don't want to jump the gun here, but we kind of have a little wager going. Rob took Guilherme Marchi and I picked JB Mooney to win the finals or to win the overall. And let me tell you, we got a steak dinner on it, and I'm feeling mighty hungry for a steak dinner. So, Rob, if you're listening to us out there, man, get ready. Hopefully, you'll be able to dig a little deep in your pocket because I want steak and potatoes to go with it. So, anyways, rodeo fans, thanks for tuning in with us tonight. Hopefully you'll tune in with us later on this week. We will be live Saturday night from Port Charlotte, Florida, so y'all stay tuned for that. Until then, everybody, be blessed. Get a grip, get explosive about rodeo, and keep up with MakingEight.com.
I got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this sunny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight Hart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight, we got Sunny Lane.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.